This is SRN News.
Hi, I'm Karen, owner of Lone Star Transfer. Now that life is returning to normal, let us help you get out of your unused timeshare. For most, getting out of a timeshare that feels impossible to use is a priority. One of the biggest concerns we hear is not knowing how high your next maintenance fee may be. With the bill right around the corner, it's like rolling the dice. We will get you out of your unused timeshare quickly so you can go back to traveling where you want, when you want. For over a decade, Lone Star Transfer has been helping thousands of people just like you exit their expensive timeshare. We have an A-plus rating and hundreds of excellent reviews with the BBB. We guarantee the release of all liability to your timeshare in writing and in a specific time frame. For the best customer service and a free consultation, call 844-284-4860. That's 844-284-4860 or online at LoneStarTransfer.com.
Ladies and gentlemen, in just a few moments, we start our daily broadcast.
Who listens to radio? That go where you go medium called radio. That's with you every night through the long commuter fight. And in the morning with your toast and mama lady, oh.
John.
What is FM?
Good.
Who listens to radio? No matter if it's summer, winter, spring, or fall. Who listens to radio? Only 150 million.
I want to be a DJ.
You do?
Woo!
Radio.
What's your biggest investment? More than likely, it's your home. So treat it that way when you hire a painting contractor. At PBS Painting, there are no gimmicks, no $99 specials. Just quality painting and someone who treats your home with the same respect that you do. At PBS Painting, we have been painting for years and look forward to many more years to come. With PBS Painting, the job gets prepped properly, whether it's cleaning, scraping, or priming. We always use quality products, which is a must for a quality paint job. So if you're looking for a painter that doesn't need upfront money and is on the job at all times, then please give me a call. Scott Bowers and PBS Painting, 294-5122. That's PBS Painting, 294-5122. Look at some of our work on Facebook at PBS Painting Montgomery.
According to research, 82% of people remember radio ads. That means that 82% of you listening right now will remember that this is an ad for ZipRecruiter. If you're hiring, 82% of you will recall that ZipRecruiter makes hiring faster and easier. And 82% of you will note that you can try ZipRecruiter for free today. But you have to go to ZipRecruiter.com/radio, like where this ad plays. 82% of you will keep in mind that ZipRecruiter's technology finds qualified people for your job and actively invites them to apply.
You? Who are you talking to?
82% of you will also know that I, live with my mom. But the most important thing to note is that ZipRecruiter works. In fact, 4 out of 5 employers who post on ZipRecruiter get a quality candidate within the first day. Will you be part of the 82% who remember where you can try ZipRecruiter for free? It's ZipRecruiter.com/radio. Again, that exclusive link is ZipRecruiter.com/radio. Yes, radio. That's ZipRecruiter.com/radio.
When getting a service, all of us likes to deal with the best. When it comes to cleaning your carpets and flooring, then you need Peaches & Clean, voted the best of the best for 2021. As a way of saying thanks for your support, Peaches & Clean will clean 2 rooms of carpet for $99. But hurry, this is a limited time offer. For your Oriental and area rugs, Peaches & Clean has a climate-controlled rug cleaning facility with pickup and delivery available. When it comes to your floors and so much more, you want the best. Visit PeachesAndClean.com. Call for your $99 special today. Not good with other offers. Coupons, restrictions may apply. Ends October 31st.
The Rich Thomas Weather Network, brought to you by Victory Land.
It's nonstop gaming action at Victory Land Casino. You'll find the latest and greatest games featuring bonuses and big jackpots. Wager on horse and greyhound racing and try your luck on our sports parlay.
Rich Thomas Weather!
Well, hi, everybody. We've got a tropical air mass covering the entire southeastern U.S., and the rain chances will remain higher than normal well into the early part of next week. Today, periods of showers at times. There could be a thunderstorm or two. High temperatures mostly in the low 80s. Lows at night right around 71. Tomorrow, Sunday and Monday, a lot of outdoor plans could be affected, I'm sorry to say. They'll be scattered to numerous showers and thunderstorms. Low 80s during the daytime, low 70s at night. From the Blue Water Weather Center, this is Rich Thomas.
Summer vacation is finally here, and so are amazing deals on cars, trucks, and SUVs from Brubaker Motors. From our dealership to your driveway, it's better at Brubaker.com.
The views and opinions of the following program are solely those of the host and other contributors. These do not necessarily represent those of Liberty Acquisitions 825, Blue Water Broadcasting, its management, staff, or any advertisers. Online, the River Region's most trusted voice, News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
It is an unending crisis, and now heartbreaking new pictures coming from the border. Authorities say they found a two-year-old toddler and a three-month-old baby, siblings from Honduras, abandoned next to the Rio Grande in Texas. On top of that, take a look at this. It is Fox News drone footage showing just how overwhelmed the border is in Del Rio, Texas. Some 4,200 migrants gathering under a highway overpass. God. So is this the best Biden's border plan we'll ever get? All right, joining me now, journalist and host of Lara Logan Has No Agenda on Fox Nation. It's Lara Logan. Welcome back to the show.
Thank you, Kennedy.
So you have some new apprehension numbers because they were going up and up and up. There was a slight decrease from July to August. Yet a 317% increase from August 2020 to August 2021.
Yes, and that's why I sent that to you, because I knew with your, you know, finance brain that that would jump out at you immediately, which it should. Because that's the bigger picture here, is that, you know, what you just showed, Kennedy, I hate to tell you because I've been getting calls and videos and pictures all day, it is a fraction of what is really happening at the Del Rio under that bridge. In one shift, they just got 9,500, something over 9,000 people in one shift. So that 4,000, just over 4,000 is a tiny amount. And this is day after day after day. This began a few days ago. And what I understand from speaking to people who are directly involved, law enforcement officials, they're saying that the people, when they're talking to them, Customs and Border Protection are processing them, they're being told that many of these people are from Haiti, but they didn't fly from Haiti. They came from Brazil and Venezuela and other places, and they came because they got the message that there is no southern border and that the Biden administration has opened the floodgates, and this is your chance to go to America. And you know, I was just traveling through San Antonio Airport, and I saw a lot of families, lovely families, you know, I have to say, parents with their kids, you know, well-behaved and disciplined and caring and loving, but you know what, they weren't poverty-stricken, and it's hard to see how they fit any definition of asylum, especially considering how many Afghans are being tortured and persecuted, not just by the Taliban and Al-Qaeda, by the way, but by the United States government, by Joe Biden, General Milley, McKenzie, Donahue, all of these miserable, miserable, evil people who have no conscience when it comes to sacrificing our allies to our enemies, and then lying about it to the American people, and then taking out tax dollars and financing it.
Yeah,
because there isn't an American in this country who wants to do that.
That's a great point, because the parallels between what's happening on the southern border and what's going on in Afghanistan, and who the United States federal government is cherry picking who can get on planes now, even now. And they're saying things like, well, we can't verify the manifest. Somehow they got 120,000 people out, but you've got 100 people who want to get on a plane, and the State Department will not signal to the Taliban that they should let those people leave the country, yet somehow it's okay for 10,000 people in one rush to linger in Del Rio. And it's not just Republicans who are upset about this, it's Democrats. They don't have the social services to support this, let alone testing or vaccinations for these people.
Well, Kennedy, all that does is expose the fact that the betrayal of this country isn't just coming from the left. It's coming from the right as well. Republicans and Democrats are both complicit. And you need to look no further at sort of the frenzy of hatred that was generated around Donald Trump to know that people on both sides of the aisle were very much invested in making sure that Donald Trump was never able to change or do anything or be effective, regardless of what you think about him. And I have always said that this was never about left and right. You know what? Democrats and Republicans are united on the border. They're united on Afghanistan. Veterans of every stripe are absolutely, they know that this is a moment of conscience.
Yeah.
You either choose what defines you or you don't. And even worse than that, you know, it's not just that we're saying we can't vet these manifests. First of all, you know, many of these people worked on your bases. They were in the Afghan army. All of these people had biometrics taken. We have an entire database of that.
Yes.
We have thousands of biometric scanners, you know, that we left in the hands of Al-Qaeda.
Well, now they know, and they know who their perceived enemies
Kabul.
Are. Yeah, exactly. Lara, come back and talk to us very soon.
And you know what they're doing, Kennedy?
Screwing everything up.
They're shaping for an attack that they blame on Afghan refugees and the people who are trying to help them get out.
Calling all stations. Clear the air lanes. Clear all air lanes for the big broadcast.
That was informative.
Oh.
And I like her voice.
Kennedy or Laura?
Yeah, I love her. Kennedy's a little thrill. Hey, that's Eddie Vedder. She's Rosie Brock. I'm Greg Goodell. This is Happy Hour.
And here they are.
Jeb,
please clap.
Well, it's Friday afternoon. We always try to keep Friday on the light side, but I did want to play that clip. It's just astonishing. And with everything going on, where's Joe? Having pudding in Delaware this week.
Yeah, I heard he's going to the beach.
He needs it. You know, to be as effective in destroying the America we once knew and loved, you know, I mean, it takes a lot out of a guy.
Yeah.
It's just one horror story after another. I did see a meme today. I may put it on Facebook. Every time I do one of the more outrageous memes, I always lose a couple of friends. I think because they're afraid that the government's going to track them.
Trap them back?
Yeah, to be connected to me. While I'm looking for this, you might want to visit my page to get your prediction in on the Duncan and Son Predictathon so that you have a chance to win not only $250 Duncan dollars, which you can use towards tires, repairs, regular service. It's like having your own account at whichever of three Don Duncan locations you choose. Where is this meme of the year? There was a lot of fun this week. Last weekend, there was that Met fundraiser where tickets were $35,000 each. And the Miss Help the Poor and Tax the Rich, AOC, wore that dress. And somebody memed, trying to find this, I saw it on Citizen Free Press, which, by the way, should be one of your bookmarked websites. It's General Milley wearing that dress, except yeah. Instead of saying tax the rich, it says traitor, because that's what that bastard is. Anyway, let's have some fun this afternoon, shall we? It's All Request Friday.
Yes.
Now, you know, this has become a mission. I know where I saw this. Oh, here it is. I want you guys to see it, at least. By the way, that's a picture of Cat Turd. From Twitter, who is there. What do you think? Should I put that on Facebook?
Oh, yeah, I like the hair. You see that fancy tattoo?
He's got the, not Meghan Markle, who's the moron that we, from the Olympics?
Oh, that's who that is. The purple hair.
Yeah, the warrior.
The subway chick?
Yeah. I haven't seen her on a subway spot for a while.
Neither have I, since the Olympics, in fact.
I kind of wonder if they may be...
Oh, the franchise owners said,
that's
get
what I
her
heard.
Out of there.
Yeah.
That's what I heard. It was from the owners themselves.
You're killing us.
Well, you know who's... It's not Subway at the top. They hire marketing people.
Right.
That are part of the brainwashed generation, the woke generation, that comes out with all these brilliant ideas about how things are.
How to go broke.
Yeah. woke go broke.
That's right.
So they're the ones that go to the chairman of Subway and say, we really think you should invest in Megan Rapinoe. And who, they hired some other a-hole, too.
Who was the other one? They have a history of bad hires. Look at Jared.
Jared. Yeah, there was a good one.
And what I don't get is, okay,
I'm surprised they survived that, actually.
I can't believe they did either. But if you're someone who owns Subway, Greg, you're obviously someone who knows about the world and about business. How do you get suckered into some marketing firm coming and tell you, hey, you better do this or you're going to be the enemy?
And she's so uncharming. The woman just has the most abrasive, even in a commercial, it still comes out her inner liver bile.
Exactly.
I just can't stand her. And I've not been in a Subway since they used her, and I won't go back until I see specifically that they've canned her ass. But who was the other one? Not Jared.
No, there was another one, too, because they tried to make it better. Yeah. And it just got
they worse. They kind of piled on.
Oh, I can't think of who it was. I'll look it up. But, yeah, they tried to do better, and it's like, really?
How are things at eXp Realty?
Very busy. I've got three or four listings that came in this week. We'll be putting on the market next week. We've got that great house in Deetsville. I think I've got five or six showings set up for it this weekend. We've hired a new team, a member to our team at eXp. It's busy. It's really busy. And I'll be honest, Greg, I'll say it again. I couldn't do a lot of it without you. You've been my biggest hero. My biggest guy that's telling me, Eddie, you can do it. Just stick with it.
When the Silver Power Ranger is racing through the hills and valleys of Arrowhead, I'm so tempted to take some of your business cards along and stick them on for sale signs that I've been driving past for months. Not weeks, not days, months. Like, hey, wake up. Get yourself a real, real tour.
And I'll be honest, Greg, a lot of people, the big reason people like to advertise with me and have me sell their house because they know they're going to hear Greg Budell talk about it on the radio. That's it. I have, when those commercials hit,
shucks,
I will get a text from those individual clients. Hey, did you just hear Greg?
Well, I love that house in Deetsville.
It's a beautiful place.
You know, if that was a practical move for us, certainly take a look at it. I love it. It's very uniquely designed. Nice. A lot of screened-in porch. Big property, too, right?
Yeah, 5 acres. And it's so set up so good. It's got a 3-bedroom, 2-bath, but then also it looks like a garage next door, but it's not. It's actually a mother-in-law building.
Oh.
They had it planned, and when they built it, they had it planned for someone to move in there. That didn't work out, so they turned it into a garage, but it's already plumbed for a sink. It's already plumbed for a shower. It has an upstairs.
Wow.
I mean, it's set.
I can have all my friends live with me.
You can, or you could have a income-producing property.
It is 18 minutes after 3. Our first call of the afternoon comes from David.
Hey, guys. How are you?
How are you?
I just got my car and caught the tail end of the Laura Logan interview. Was that on Kennedy's program?
Yes. Mm-hmm.
Did she talk about the aircraft that is in Uzbekistan that is the White House is telling Uzbekistan to return American aircraft that was flown out of Afghanistan by pilots back to Afghanistan and give them to the Taliban?
Wow.
Really? They're telling...
Some of which has highly sensitive electronics.
Thank you.
Yeah, that the Chinese can reverse engineer for them.
That's exactly what they're
right,
going to do.
Yeah.
All your night vision?
That's such a loser.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. But, yeah, there's like a plethora of aircraft that Afghan pilots trained by our Air Force were flying in missions there, and they flew them out of the country so that the Taliban wouldn't get them. And here the White House is telling them, fly them back and give them to the Taliban.
He's, Joe's going to end up being the Taliban Employee of the Year.
He is, absolutely. There's a billboard here in Montgomery with Joe on it.
Oh, I haven't seen that.
So, I mean, absolutely nuts what the White House is doing right now militarily.
That and the situation at the border, they want to put you in chains if you're not vaccinated, but they don't care. They're not checking anybody coming across the border by the thousands.
You can work for the post office.
Yeah.
You can work for the White House, or you can be an illegal, and you don't have to get vaccinated.
Yeah, that's another thing.
That.
How is it that your everyday American that really doesn't pay attention, finding that out is an outrage?
It should be.
They're making everybody else, or punishing, trying to punish those who won't get vaccinated. And again, the simple logic of it is, if I'm vaccinated, why should I care if Eddie or Rosie is vaccinated? Because I'm supposed to be protected.
Thank you.
Right.
Because you want that vaccine shot to, you want to believe that that was an actual vaccine.
Yeah.
It was not.
They're not, there's something going on here. They're not telling us.
Well, and two, again, it's about political power. You know, as long as they, even though they're telling us that we have to be vaccinated, as long as they're letting hundreds of thousands of illegals into the country who are unvaccinated, who are carrying COVID, you know, and they keep sending them out in all over the U.S., spreading it, that again gives them cover to manipulate the elections in 2022 and maintain their power base over us.
Yeah, they don't seem too concerned about that election, and that concerns me, you know?
Right.
They should be scared crapless.
This was another thing. Yeah, this was another thing. Laura Logan was on Fox News primetime last night before she was on Kennedy, and she said that there are hundreds, if not thousands, of these Afghans that are coming into this country unchecked on their health, and she said measles was out of control in Afghanistan when they were coming
here. Yes, I heard
they're bringing measles as well as other diseases that we've eradicated.
Oh, they've been doing that at the border. California's been dealing with whooping cough and all kinds of stuff that we had eradicated.
Yeah. Leprosy, tuberculosis. Yeah. So, you know, and again, those people will be burdens on our health system.
Oh, yeah.
And those kids will be in our public schools sitting next to our kids, totally unvaccinated against any of these diseases.
Yep.
And that's our future for America.
Again.
Which is just...
Why are we... Well, you know, there's a rally tomorrow, right?
Mm-hmm.
I think
tomorrow.
I think it's a setup.
Yeah, I think so, too.
I think they're going to try and turn this into a Reichstag event.
Yep.
So even Trump said, don't go. It's a setup.
It's a setup.
I mean, why would you? Look what they've done. They've shamelessly kept people from the January 6th trespassing in jail all year. That's outrageous.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
When rioters and murderers are... There's not even bail for them in some places like California and New York. David, thank you for the call.
Thanks, David.
Appreciate it. Oh, since we were talking about Deaseville, my buddy Kenny McMahon with Turf Stalker says they cut in Deaseville.
Oh, yeah.
You ever need somebody up there.
Also, I don't know if you know or you remember this morning, they had the FAA said no drone flying down over in the border.
Yeah.
It's been reversed.
Yeah. They reversed that?
A little bit of pressure got to them.
Yeah.
I mean, could you be a little more obvious?
Right.
Yeah, the FAA, what was their excuse for issuing that?
They threw up one of those, and you can't fly around airports, and I forget the terminology, but they threw up that terminology as if there were sensitive things around there.
Yeah, it's a no-fly zone. Right. It's sensitive, in the sense that they're embarrassing.
Thank you.
For this pathetic excuse for a president and the clown show that works around him.
Oh, yeah.
Well, let's have some fun now, kids. 272-9228. Seriously, if there's a request or something you'd like to hear, and don't forget to get to my Facebook page and check in on the Duncan and Son Predict-a-thon, both games. You have the correct prediction on the final score, and you're the first to post it, and it must be posted before kickoff time. You will win $250 Duncan dollars.
Nice.
That's the new currency. And, that'll go a long way on services and other things that you can get from Don Duncan. It's like having your own account.
We've got some good football coming up this weekend. This is our first really good football weekend.
Yeah, the tune-ups are over now.
Yeah.
Not that Miami was a tune-up. That was a pretty good game out of the box.
I did enjoy because at first they were giving Alabama a little trouble, and then the elephants came and just stomped the crap out of them.
That's right. We flicked them off the finger like a booger. When your car is damaged, I tell you, yesterday I managed.
What'd you do, Greg?
I haven't fallen off my bike.
Okay,
so
that's good.
I want to be real clear about that. But yesterday I got a little bit too close to the side of the house, and my side view mirror clipped a solar lamp we have there that fell over onto a beautiful blue glass solar lamp that fell over and smashed into a million pieces.
I see.
I had to sweep that up after I got back from my ride. But on my way into the garage, and this has never happened before either, gotta watch that mirror, I guess. I hit the side of my car.
Greg, only you.
Nothing serious. I didn't fall off the bike. It was just like, come on, man. You're better than this.
You're right.
So I'll be stopping by Montgomery Paint and Body at some point. I keep finding and inventing new ways to damage my vehicle, my beautiful Rogue.
Donnie loves you. You keep him in business.
That's right.
You and Rich.
Good for business. Me and Rich, yeah. We're always looking for that next way. MPB, it's more than state-of-the-art technologies, fantastically talented people. It's the ethic behind that building on the boulevard at East Shirley Lane that separates them from everybody else. From day one, they have committed to fixing everything to the maximum result possible. Good as new, maybe better than it was when you buy it. And I've had that experience with them. So when you show up to see your vehicle for the first time since you put it in their capable hands, your eyes open wide in amazement, your jaw drops, stunned. That's my car. I've heard people say that. They didn't even recognize it. So call on them. You get to make that choice, by the way. That's the law in Alabama. Montgomery Paint and Body on the boulevard at East Shirley Lane, 27 Rec with AW. Duke and Crawdad, hang on. We'll be with you in just a couple of minutes.
Hi, I'm Todd with River Region Contracting, a premier roofing contractor. Most people don't think that they have a roofing problem until they see water spots and stains on their ceiling. By then, it may be a little too late because the wooden decking that supports their shingle or metal roof may be holding moisture, causing it to rot. Most insurance companies will not pay for the decking, causing you to pay more money out of your own pocket. Why not call us today and set up an appointment for a free roofing inspection? It could save you some money. Call us at 334-356-8635 or go to riverregioncontracting.com or like us on Facebook.
30 seconds with Alabama News Rising anchor David Lamb.
There are many Alabamians that are waking up today to make a positive difference in someone's life and to do good and to be good. I'm excited for the opportunity to help folks get up and get on their way and face the day.
David Lamb on Alabama News Rising, weekday mornings from 4:30 to 7 on CBS 8 and ABC 32.
Hey, at Marguerite's, if you have gold, we buy it. If you have diamonds, we buy it. Coins, all kinds of valuable things, yes, we buy it. Or if it's just sitting in a drawer and something that's important to you, we'll remake it for you, or we'll trade it into something brand new. Regardless, don't leave things sitting around the drawer. You have all kinds of assets in the house. You need to check it out. Bring it down to us. We don't charge you to give you an evaluation of what it is. We're open 7 days a week at Marguerite's. Bring down your valuables. Let's see if you walk away with a check, trade it in, or get something brand new.
Ad paid for by MPM, non-attorney spokesperson. Attention, this is an important message for anyone diagnosed with Parkinson's disease after being exposed to paraquat or other similar herbicides. Paraquat is a chemical commonly used by farmers and those that work with or apply herbicides. Residences near agricultural sites are also at risk for exposure. Scientific research showed that exposure to paraquat close to a residence increased Parkinson's disease risk by 75%. Numerous additional studies confirmed the link between paraquat and increased risk for Parkinson's. In fact, paraquat has been banned or limited for use in many other countries around the world. If you or a loved one was diagnosed with Parkinson's after being exposed to paraquat or other herbicides and suffered side effects, you may be entitled to significant cash compensation. Call us today at 800-265-6378. Our experienced attorneys are ready to fight for you, and you'll pay nothing unless there's a recovery in your favor. Call 800-265-6378. Again, that's 800-265-6378.
When news happens, you'll hear about it first. The River Region's most trusted voice. News Talk 93.1 FM WACV.
Did you know that half of all new gun buyers are women?
Really? That's, great. Quick question, were any of those women my wife?
Since 2019, over 3.5 million women became gun owners for the very first time.
Uh-huh, awesome. So is there some kind of first-time gun buyer registry, and is my wife's name on that registry?
The Second Amendment is no longer just for men.
Yeah, so hypothetically speaking, if my wife had a gun, do you think she'd ever use it? Uh-oh, here she comes.
How many times have I told you to put the toilet seat down?
I'm so sorry. I swear it'll never happen again.
Female gun ownership, even the threat of it, will keep men in line.
Hey, honey, I took out the trash and did all the dishes. How about a nice back massage for my beautiful and possibly armed bride?
Oh, that's right. I want to bring dinner home to Mrs. Glock. Mrs. Ritterbuttle. Hi, Duke. Welcome.
Hey, Greg. How are you today? I was just wanting to hear "One Eye, One I Love."
Oh,
and sure. I was just curious. Where do you see this country 3 years from now?
Man, any optimism I had while Donald Trump was president is gone. And
they have.
This is the fundamental transformation I think Obama wanted to do, because they don't care. They're doing this. They don't care. This is the big reset, whatever we've been hearing about. All of that stuff was considered conspiracy theory and all that. But we're watching it unfold before us, and we have no place to channel it because our weak-ass Republican Party is worthless except for a handful. Although I love the fact that the guy that voted to impeach Trump from the House in Ohio, he decided he wasn't running yesterday.
Isn't that odd, Greg?
Yeah.
He decided not to run all of a sudden.
Yeah, I can't imagine. Maybe because you lost 90% of your support. That might have had something to do with it. All right, we'll get to One I Love on after the bottom of the hour break.
I love your show, man.
Hey, thank you, Duke. Thanks. See you, buddy.
Bye, Duke.
Yeah, we do want to add some levity this afternoon at 272-9228. Here's Crawdad.
Good afternoon. I was having a really nice little nap there, and then suddenly I heard somebody say something on your show there in the back. Joe Biden, aircraft, Afghanistan, give them back? And I don't know what that story was. Where do I find that story?
Somebody called. That was David that called in with that. And we'll try and find it. But basically, one of our planes is in Uzbekistan.
Okay.
And this administration told them to fly it back to Afghanistan and give it to the Taliban. That's what we heard. So we'll see if we can confirm all of that in a moment. Although David is not one to call up and tell us fairy tales.
Correct.
I think he heard it with Laura Logan.
Laura Logan.
Yeah, show. That's right.
She could be a new resource for this show.
Yeah. I really like Laura Logan.
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah, I'm all about gun control. And one thing I believe is you don't give guns back to the Taliban.
No, you don't leave $80 billion worth of guns for them. Excuse me.
This is insane.
Yeah, you don't leave $90 billion worth of weaponry in their hands either when you're evacuating a country ahead of schedule.
I can't believe it.
I can, because I look at that potato head that's in the White House. Bring on the tapioca. That's hey, by the way, I don't know if you heard, but you were a big winner this morning on the morning
show. Right.
Yes, sir, Crawdaddy.
What a win.
You were the Lunch Bunch for Six winner.
Wow.
At Baumhauer's Victory Grill.
Good Lord have mercy.
That's right.
You know, guys, I got that a couple of years ago and never got to go use it.
Well, don't be scared to use it this time.
Thank you so much, and thanks, Bob. Good grief. That's nice.
We have your information on file here, right?
Yeah.
Because they're going to mail that out to you.
Laura Logan Show, right?
Yes.
I've got to go see this. It's just unbelievable. Ay, ay, ay.
Do we have your information on file?
I got Crawdad stuff.
By the way, the other question we have to ask all winners, have you been vaccinated yet?
I have, yes.
I'm kidding.
You know, it's funny
I did,
that, Greg.
And surprisingly, no side effects whatsoever, except I have this little twitch between my eyebrow, you know?
Mm-hmm.
And this little thing growing out. But that's okay. I've got some strange hair follicles. It's just that this one wiggles around and, I don't know, kind of feels weird.
You'll be all right.
Yeah, I think.
Rub some dirt on it.
Yeah, okay. Rub some bacon on it.
Is it request?
Yes.
All Friday long.
I love that little kitty cat song that has the Jamaican reggae theme to it.
Me too.
Who doesn't love that song?
Me too.
Yeah. Yeah.
All right, we'll get it on for you.
Thank you, Crawdad.
Thank you.
It's funny, Joey and I were kind of humming that one off the air the other day. You caught on to us.
Oh, not that, but then people, they listen to it, and before you know it, they're singing it to themselves. Did you see this great meme I posted today? It's when the cat is plotting to kill you and the dog is trying to warn you.
Yep.
A lot of reacts on that. 45 shares, 156 reactions. And, of course, it's right below the Dunkin' and Sub Predictathon. How many? Oh, 83 on Rich's BLT.
That was a good-looking sandwich.
Well, you know, that's Wright's Bacon.
Of course.
Which you get at Food Outlet, and it's a pound-and-a-half package, and it's somewhere between 8.5, 9.5. They're charging that for a 1-pound. at the chain stores.
It's ridiculous.
And so in the morning, before 3:30, I get the oven warmed up, put out a cookie sheet, spray a little Pam on a sheet of foil, and lay that bacon out there. Set the timer for about 35 minutes so I can check. Because when I bring it in, it's Rich Thomas's sandwich. It's got to be perfect.
Of course.
Because if it's not, then I'll hear from Rich Thomas's favorite lawyer. Dana Delk, Jacqueline Tomlinson from Delk and Tomlinson Attorneys at Law. If you're in a situation where a legal agreement has been broken relative to custody or something relative to a marriage, you need people who not only know the law but have the passion to look out for your best interests. Got to have that. When you go through a change like a divorce or you're even considering it, you need people who will give you honest feedback, who will hold up the mirror based on the information you provide and say, understand, yes, we'll be happy to handle this for you. Here are some of the things you might want to think about before you move forward. So whether you do or you don't, at least you have the complete picture. You won't get ambushed after the fact is out. You didn't tell me this might happen. No, they'll give you the complete picture. That's what Dana Delk and Jacqueline Tomlinson do. And when you're going through a trying time like that, you need to put all your energy into moving ahead with your life and all the changes that go with it. Leaving for work from a different address, taking a different route, seeing different things. These may seem like insignificant things, but a bunch of those added up can be kind of stressful in that getting that change process. You don't need to be worried about what your attorneys are doing. You'll have confidence they're out there looking out for what's best for you. 819-4810. They specialize in representing men, but they do represent women. Go to divorceformenalabama.com or call 819-4810 for Delk and Tomlinson Attorneys at Law.
Representation is made that the quality of legal services performed is greater than the quality of legal services performed by other lawyers.
Our first traffic at 3:37. Greg, Eddie, and Rosie.
Montgomery, Skywatch traffic. We're busy on the Northeast Boulevard and at Congressman Dickinson. A lot of people out there trying to hit 231 all the way up to Wetumpka. East South Boulevard is busy from Troy Highway back to Baptist. Norman Bridge, busy outbound. Those are our busiest spots. Everything else, light, especially moderate traffic flow, but everybody's getting where they're going. No accidents to report that we know of at the moment. Earn your associate's degree in AWS Cloud Computing, Cisco Networking, or Cybersecurity, all from Trenum State. Midterm registration now open. Classes start October 11th. Trenum State, the college for real careers. For Montgomery Skywatch Traffic, I'm Wendell Jay.
Don't miss Brubaker's Summer Service Special with multi-point inspection, tire rotation, oil change, plus wash and vacuum for only $99. It's better at Brubaker.com.
Prescription products require an online consultation. Restrictions apply. See website for full details and important safety information.
My husband's ED was affecting our marriage. When he first started experiencing ED, it was difficult for both of us. We didn't know who to talk to about it or where to get help. Hims was our answer. Hims connected my husband with a licensed provider online. He was able to get medication to treat his ED at a fraction of the price people pay for the name brand. It was delivered to our door, and guess what? Our sex life is back. It works.
Right now, get your first online provider's visit totally free when you go to 4hims.com/radio. Yep, free. No copay, no expensive appointments, and no awkward face-to-face conversations. Just the care you need.
Thanks to Hims, we got our sex life and our marriage back.
To start your free online visit, go to this exclusive address, 4hims.com/radio. That's 4hims.com/radio for your free online visit. forhims.com/radio.
Ready for a refresh for your home or getting ready to sell? Let Mr. Handyman help you. Call 219-8599 or visit MrHandyman.com for an estimate today. Mr. Handyman specializes in home improvement, maintenance, and repair. One service can do it all. Update fixtures, replace doors, paint cabinets, install tile, change out sinks and faucets, repair fences, pressure wash, clean gutters, replace rotted wood, and so much more. Ask about senior and military discounts. Visit MrHandyman.com or call Mr. Handyman at 219-8599.
Hi, this is Don Duncan with Don Duncan's All-American Automotive and Tire. Just want to say a big thank you to Blue Water Broadcasting. They've been a big partner in our success. And again, thank you guys so much for all you've done for us. If you need anything, come see us. Again, this is Don Duncan with All-American Auto and Tire.
Did you know that radio is the number one reach platform in all of media? It's true. Call us to find out how to put radio's number one reach to work for your business. Blue Water Broadcasting. Local folks. Helping local business.
I'm Ellis Heskey with Alabama News Network. Governor Kay Ivey has accepted the resignation of State Treasurer John McMillan upon his appointment to serve as the Executive Director for the Alabama Medical Cannabis Commission. She has named former State Treasurer Young Boozer to replace him. The classic show, The Wonder Years, is getting a reboot, and the show creators are hiring background actors right here in the capital city. Central Casting is looking for men, women, and kids of all ages and ethnicities to be background actors as the show films in Montgomery October 11th through the 15th. This will be a paid position. If you're interested, go to centralcasting.com/Alabama. The Alabama Department of Public Health has released a new COVID-19 school dashboard. It shows a significant drop in cases among the school systems that have reported to the state. The dashboard for September 16th shows 6,382 cases in schools compared to 8,428 cases in the prior week and 9,195 2 weeks ago. I'm Ellis Heskey for CBS 8 and ABC 32.
Rich Thomas Weather, brought to you by H&H Carpet. For all floor covering and granite products, see H&H Carpets for the guaranteed best price. H&H Carpets, across from Walmart on the Atlanta Highway. Rich Thomas
Weather. Well, hi, everybody. Be patient, be flexible, have a plan, be ready, because the rain chances are going to be higher than normal, not only this weekend, but right on through the early part of next week as well. For tonight, tomorrow, Sunday, and Monday, periods of showers from time to time. There could be a thunderstorm or two here and there. Lows at night in the low 70s, high temperatures during the day in the low 80s, and not much change on Tuesday. From the Blue Water Weather Center, this is Rich Thomas.
John Bobo with Capital Tractor. Since our family business first opened in 1982, we've built our reputation on honesty, supplying quality products, and going the extra mile. We're still doing that. One customer, one Kubota at a time. Capital Tractor, Montgomery and Brundage.
The premier place the River Region turns to for news, weather, traffic, and opinion. News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
Request Friday at 272-9228. This is always a popular choice with our listeners. Haywood Banks, Mr. Toast.
I got a gal with just one eye.
Yeah.
No depth of field, but sweet as pie. And I just don't carry on. If a vision isn't stereo. To me, she'll always be the tops. My sweet little cyclops. She's the one-eye, one-eye. She's the one-eye, one-eye love. She's the one-eye, one-eye, one-eye. She's the one-eye, one-eye love. Now you might wonder what she's thinking. Cause it looks like she's winking. In arguments I yell and cry. But you just can't see the other side. It's worse than it looks, says her mother. Cause she's blind in one eye, blonde in the other. Well, she's the one eye, one eye, one eye. She's the one eye, one eye love. She's the one eye, one eye, one eye. She's the one eye, one eye love. Now how it happens, she just won't spill. Was it Scissor Sprint or William Tell? Well, the eye got put out and was never found. Gone to take a look around. My Columbo cutie, pop-pop punkin. Sammy Jr., Sandy Duncan. Oh, she's the one-eye, one-eye, one-eye. She's the one-eye, one-eye love. She's the one-eye, one-eye, one-eye. She's the one-eye, one-eye love. She's the one-eye, one-eye, one-eye. She's the one-eye, one-eye love.
Haywood Banks, the one I love at 344. There's so many outrageous things that it's like, it's a constant, it's a nonstop game of dodgeball, except we don't have a ball to throw. They're just throwing them at us.
Correct.
This tax bill, They want to track every bank transaction over $600.
Yeah.
Why is that?
Well, Greg, because you might get $600 that they feel like they can tax.
Oh. There's just no end to this.
Oh, right.
They want to raise the cigarette tax again. Well, you know who that's going to impact? The poor. They care about the poor.
They don't care about the poor. You know that. Come on.
It's tough to be poor. You got to smoke a lot to cope with it.
Apparently.
That's what I've always heard. Let's see. I wanted to... Mark Dice has a new clip out. He's always good with his beach interviews and stuff. Oh, the FDA met, and they voted 16-3 against
that
mandating a booster
shot.
Yeah, me too. Why do you think that might be?
When I left Joey's show today, I said, I bet Joey $20 they were going to definitely pass that. It was a no-brainer to me. So surprised.
Yeah, and you wonder why. Because I don't trust a forking thing these people do. There's always got to be another motive.
Yep.
Meanwhile, the Minnesota Supreme Court has approved a ballot question to eliminate the Minneapolis Police Department.
They approved that?
It's going to be on the ballot.
Oh, my God.
And you wonder, suppose the morons there, I don't understand that town at all. Why they put up with all they did. A governor whose daughter was tweeting out instructions to the rioters where to avoid going and so forth when all that was going on last year.
And that was perfectly acceptable.
Nicki Minaj has posted phone numbers of reporters harassing her family in Trinidad. This is why they gang up on people. It doesn't matter what color you are.
That's exactly right.
If you break the rules with these loons, they're going to come after you. It ain't going to make you. I don't care if you voted Democrat from the day you were born or even before that, as some have. None of that's going to matter. When you break one of their unwritten rules, they're going to do everything they can to make your life miserable. Yeah, there it is. FDA panel vote 16-3 against approving.
That's just shocking to me.
Yeah, I agree. But again, is this a revolt against the Biden? Well, a bunch of people, I don't know if it was the CDC or in one of our governmental health agencies, resigned this week.
Yes, it was from the CDC.
Maybe they're tired of being told what to do by people who have no medical experience whatsoever.
Well, and I think, too, they have knowledge of things that they know are not right.
Yeah.
And they do not want to be complicit. Just like those two officials at the FDA that resigned several months back.
Mm-hmm.
And now it's coming up again.
Biden off to the beach as Americans suffer. His approval, though, is in free fall. How it's above 20 is one of the great mysteries.
Yeah, because they reported in the 40s, and I don't see that,
I
Greg.
Don't see it either. Have we really produced that many dummies?
No.
In this country that a guy who's done what he's done with inflation, there's a chart, maybe I can find it and put it on Facebook, that shows inflation.
Oh, yeah.
From January 20th through today. Every month, it gets worse, and I mean, substantially worse. There's always going to be inflation.
Yeah.
During the Trump years, it was marginal. It was below expectations, or what would be considered normal. It was that low. But we threw our energy independence out the window, so when energy prices go rocketing up, that impacts the price of everything.
What do you think is going to happen this winter with some heating oil prices?
They'll be begging OPEC to keep up with demand.
Yep.
And yeah, but again, some people won't get it until they're the ones that are shivering and suffering.
You're right.
It's really sick stuff. Let's go car shopping. Eddie,
I would love to
buy you a brand new Porsche.
Oh, I'd love for you to.
But I can't.
I'll call you daddy.
I would love to buy one for myself, but I'm a family man, so I'm sticking with my Nissan.
I'd love to see that.
What?
He said, I'll call you daddy.
I'll call you daddy.
I said, I'd love to see that.
Pull up with like a Porsche.
The next reason I'll never buy a Porsche. However, we have been jacking from customers 7 times.
Wow.
And I want to talk about their ability to upgrade you. Our budget is kind of payment driven. And we have never had to spend a dime to have any of our cars go through any kind of major repair. which is great because they do vet the vehicles. They resell at Jack Ingram, whether you're buying certified pre-owned like I do with my Rogues. But I went from a 2017 Rogue to a 2019. It had a few bells and whistles. The 17 did not. Every year, cars add features, or some become standard that weren't when you had the previous model. But in that upgrade, and this is a Rogue that had 24,000 warranty miles left on
nice.
It. Yeah. My payment went up $8 a month.
$8?
I don't know how they do it. Wow. But we've established a budget for our cars in the house.
Mm-hmm.
And we have managed to upgrade three times, everybody. And it hasn't destroyed the budget. Meanwhile, we've got cars, more recent model years, more warranty miles left. And I like that. I like the ability to shop with confidence.
Mm-hmm.
So whether you're going to the Jack Ingram Value Lot, you got a new driver in the family, or you need a vehicle that'll give you some extra options at the office and you don't want to go brand new, they've got 508 to choose from, the top six brands, all in one convenient location. Quick check on the Value Lot. I want to see if they still had that. I think they sold it. Yeah, they had that Camaro.
The Camaro was nice.
26 years old.
Yeah, I didn't think it would last. It was too much of a cherry-looking car.
Yeah, it didn't. But they still have plenty of great opportunities. 2011 Nissan, give you the estimated payment, $168 a month. I mean, that's without a trade-in or cash down. JackIngram.com is the place to start, and you can pick and choose from all the stores right at that web address.
Once upon a time, if you had a water leak under your house or a broken drain line, the only solution was to dig. Don't dig a hole. Call Cole. Cole Plumbing can repair any damaged or leaking pipes without digging in most cases. Cole Plumbing relines, repairs, and renews your pipes and with minimal interruption to your routine. All work comes with a limited warranty. Call Cole Plumbing today at 279-8919. And remember, you don't have to dig a hole. You can call Cole. Call 279-8919 today.
Traditionally, plumbers repair defective water, sewer, drain, and other pipelines by digging holes, breaking into floors, slabs, or walls. This type of destruction is a last resort at Cole Plumbing. With our unique pipelining technology, we can eliminate demolition that causes extreme inconvenience, disruption, and expense. Also, it's safer. So don't dig a hole. Call on Cole at 279-8919 or find us at coleplumbing.com. You'll be pleased you did. And remember, when you have trouble with your bowl, call on Cole.
I have a special guest in the studio with me today, and his name is Foster Grump. And Mr. Grump, I understand you've been checking out some of the businesses downtown.
Yes, we have. We went down to Taco Pecan, and you know what, Bubba? They have the most wonderful things. They have roasted and salted pecans, praline pecans, cinnamon pecans, honey pecans, chocolate, white chocolate, dark chocolate, all kinds of great pecans. And, you know, I wanted to go find something for my girl, Janie. And so I went in there, and they had some wonderful treats like necklaces and purses, things like that. And even Lieutenant Stan came and got him an ice cream cone. So y'all need to come check out Tucker Pecan.
All right, Mr. Grump, thank you very much. David Little, tell them where you're located.
We are located at 350 North McDonough Street in downtown Montgomery. You can check us out on the web at tuckerpecan.com or call us at 262-4470 or like us on Facebook.
College football is almost here. Don't forget your tailgating supplies. You can get them at Tucker Pecan in downtown Montgomery.
Hey, at Marguerite's, if you have gold, we buy it. If you have diamonds, we buy it. Coins, all kinds of valuable things. Yes, we buy it. Or if it's just sitting in a drawer and something that's important to you, we'll remake it for you, or we'll trade it into something brand new. Regardless, don't leave things sitting around the drawer. You have all kinds of assets in the house. You need to check it out. Bring it down to us. We don't charge you to give you an evaluation of what it is. We're open 7 days a week at Marguerite's. Bring down your valuables. Let's see if you walk away with a check, trade it in, or get something brand new.
Time for traffic.
Montgomery Skywatch traffic. Well, we have had a couple of hit runs this afternoon, and our second one just occurred on the ramp 85 northbound to Taylor Road. Got a car all the way off into the ditch on the right side because of that bump. Buckle up and drive carefully, and watch out for each other this afternoon. We're very busy on Taylor Road, the boulevard, at all the major intersections. We have congestion, and we're building on I-85 north and southbound through downtown Montgomery. Please buckle up and drive carefully. We'll keep you updated. Reinhart Toyota has new Toyotas arriving every day, but they're selling fast. You can also shop online at ReinhartToyota.com. Reinhart Toyota, East Boulevard for Skywatch Traffic. I'm Wendell J.
Brubaker Motors is the fastest growing used car dealer in the River Region, and we want your trade-in. Check out our inventory online at Brubaker.com. It's better at Brubaker.com.
Hi, this is Dan with Dan Black Studios. Do you have a box of old home movies, high school football films, or dance recitals of your kids and would like to transfer them to DVD or digital files? Well, give us a call today. We've been providing professional video services for almost 40 years, and all work is done here in our facility in Montgomery. Don't risk sending your videos to some distant company on the internet. Hey, and call about our 50% off special for the month of September. 279-6036 or danblackstudios.net and like us on Facebook.
Wake up, you stupid cat. All requests Friday. 272-9228.
Sent me the funniest Norm joke of all today, but I can't put it on the air. He did it on Conan's show.
Yeah? I've seen some good ones. I've seen one he did on The View, which I loved, because those ladies didn't expect it.
And Norm it, on The View?
Yeah, and it shut them traps right up for a minute. Yeah.
I wonder if we could find that.
I'll send it to you. It's not one you can really play on there. I'll send it to you, though. It's an enjoyable moment.
One of those.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. It is just a couple of minutes shy of 4 o'clock. We'll have a fresh edition of SRN News. People are calling. I don't know why you're tying up Rosie, but it doesn't work that way. Which line is she on? All right. Let me talk about Gulf States Mobility while we're trying to figure out what's going on here. There's a company in Wetumpka that deals with, you know, one of the things that impacted everybody, anybody with a heart, in the Afghanistan debacle were all the people that left a piece of themselves behind in that hellhole in the hopes that they were doing something to help maintain our freedom. Then we left. I don't and can't speak to what that must be like mentally for these heroes, but in addition to the physical challenges, you can't help but keep them in your thoughts and prayers. Gulf States Mobility is the company that keeps their lives filled with choices to whatever extent possible. Whether it's converting a current van or truck that's eligible to wheelchair accessible, or if it's a VMI, they are the official dealer for that group that provides wheelchair access vans here in the River Region. They come with long-term loan arrangements, too, to make it even more affordable and convenient. Gulf States Mobility also installs and vends chairlifts for stairs and other things that provide choice and safety, which is critical. And Gulf States Mobility is also the company that does customized motorized equipment. So folks with wheelchairs, these are the people that you reach out to when you need them at 334-514-6590. In the meantime, applaud their work for the people they help, because it's had to be a little tougher for them lately, knowing what they know, what they see in the news. Their number is 514-6590. Here's an idea. When you have a second, reach out to them and like them on Facebook.
Mike Costanza from Chappie's Deli.
And Jeff Barranco drinking Chappie's Deli bottled water. Holy cow, this water's awesome.
It kind of takes...